Well, let's kick off with a look at some of this week's top science news stories. And this one certainly is no exception to a top science news story because it looks, Richard, like if you do something in the name of good health, and that's take vitamin tablets, you could actually be contributing to an early death. This is a piece of research which has been done by a group of researchers at the University of Copenhagen, the lead researchers Goran Bielakovic, and he and his colleagues have done a meta-analysis. And this is where you take lots of little studies, and all of those could be biased because when you do little studies, there's always the possibility of making errors. If you merge lots of little studies together and get very big numbers of participants, though, you can iron out a lot of the errors and the noise, in statistical noise in the data. And what you can end up with is something much more powerful, which has the ability to detect much more subtle trends. They did this with 67 studies, which they merged together. Over 230,000 people were included in these studies, and they were case controls. So they were placebo-controlled trials where people were given vitamin tablets or they were given placebos, and their outcomes were compared, and they were a mixture of healthy people and also people with diseases. And what they found was that far from what you might expect, taking vitamin tablets at best does not lengthen your life. The mortality rates of people was not extended by taking vitamin tablets. And when they focused down on the 46 trials that they felt had the least bias attached to them, so they were most reliable, they found that they could actually lead to an early death. The mortality rates were higher. If people were taking vitamin A, their mortality rate was 16% higher compared with people on placebos. Vitamin E, 4% higher. And beta-carotene, which is a relative of vitamin A, 7% higher. So far from being the panacea that we would like to think and what the vitamin industry would tell you they are, they might actually be bad for you and you'd probably be better off saving your money.
So what's the vitamin industry had to say about it then?
Well, the vitamin industry, of course, have said that actually they've focused on people with terminal diseases or people who are already advanced, unwell, and therefore if you put these into these kind of people, you're going to see a biased result anyway. But it's just not true. With these kind of numbers and with this kind of extensive study in both healthy people and people who don't have diseases included, as well as people who are have advanced diseases like heart disease, you can expect to iron out those things. And I think that the bottom line is fruit and vegetables are the best way to get these nutritional supplements. Getting them out of a packet is not the way we've evolved to live. We have evolved to get our nourishment from nature. That's what food's for. And your body works to absorb these micronutrients in the context in which they're found naturally. And that means fruit and vegetables. Five portions a day is what the studies continuously tell us. And it's true.